AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says today will be the most intense day yet of strikes against Iran. At the Pentagon, Hegseth says the U.S. has sharply cut Iran's ability to launch missiles and drones.
If the enemy can simply wait and then project power, that's problematic. And we've seen some spurts here or there, but ultimately the trend lines, if you look at the charts that we look at every day, have gone like this. Down to all a flat. It doesn't mean they won't be able to project. It doesn't mean they, you know, our air defenders still don't have to defend. They do, but that is strong evidence of degradation.
The AP's Joe Fetterman in Jerusalem reports the U.S. and Israel have given no indication how long this joint operation will last.
Iran, meanwhile, is also sending some muddled messages. It demands an end to the war, but it shows no signs of backing down to the military pressure, and it continues to launch drones and missiles.
The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a dignified transfer for a soldier killed in the Iran war.
Vice President J.D. Vance and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth joined the grieving family of a Kentucky man who was the seventh U.S. service member to die in combat during the Iran war as his remains were brought back to the United States Monday night. The Pentagon says 26-year-old Army Sergeant Benjamin Pennington of Glendale died after being wounded during a March 1st attack on an airbase in Saudi Arabia. One of Pennington's former teachers, Tom Pitt, says
he was basically the quintessential all-American.
A month after his Eagle ceremony, Pennington posted a photo of himself taking the oath of enlistment. He entered the service as a unit supply specialist and was assigned to the Space and Missile Command in 2025. Pennington will be posthumously promoted to Staff Sergeant. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Stocks are higher again on Wall Street. The price of oil has steadied. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are rising on Wall Street as investors wait for the next signal on when the war with Iran may end. The S&P 500 rose 0.3% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 197 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.6%. Crude oil prices held close to where they were late Monday. That followed a wild day of trading in oil as oil prices surged and then fell sharply on hopes for a quick end to the war. Markets were higher in Europe and Asia. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
China says it will be resuming passenger trains to North Korea after service was halted during COVID. Trains will run between Beijing and Pyongyang four times a week starting on Thursday. Daily train service will also resume at a border town in China to Pyongyang. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.